This is Gabe Keller. At KB Pharmacy, we are Rocket proud. We make getting your prescription easy with our mobile app and convenient drive-through pharmacy. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket football.
All right, Coach Courtney, it's bye week, and we're already off track. Having our podcast here on Tuesday instead of Monday, weeks like this tend to get you off schedule. So let's talk a little bit about what your plans are this week, and then we'll reflect on the win over at Hopkins Central on Friday. So what's going on this week with the Rockets?
Well, Monday we had JV and varsity guys were off. Tuesday and Wednesday, I guess Tuesday will be kind of like a Monday and a Tuesday mix. We'll watch some film, run for the penalties we've had and things like that, fix the mistakes, and then practice a little bit offense, defense, and special teams. It'll be kind of a mixed day. Wednesday will be a mixed day of full practice with offense, defense, and special teams. Then plan on being off Thursday and Friday. And give these guys some rest, just trying to focus on the things that we need to get better at, and at the same time just get healthy and let these guys kind of get refreshed and, you know, hopefully come back hungry on Monday.
Yeah, so a light week. Still going to get to run for those penalties, and we had 85 yards last week. I think, what do you run for all the yards over a certain amount, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we want to be under 50, and especially we had several dead ball fouls, either pre-snap or post-snap, or like after the play was dead. So definitely those we want to cut out. It wasn't a lot of live ball playing hard penalties, so we'll have to get those fixed.
On the brighter side, Hopkins Central had 116 yards on 12 penalties, so they took it under the chin too. So talk a little bit about that game Friday night. It was, you know, we were really shorthanded. I know talking to you before, you didn't know what to expect, how we would respond, and on the road, and kind of expected a lot of rain, ended up not getting much at all. And you just went over there and took care of business. Kids played well.
Yeah, I was proud of the guys, proud of the coaches. Just preparing, having so many guys ready and so many guys willing to step up and play well and sometimes play out of position or play something they haven't played a while. And some places were like four-string guys that are having to play and came in and played well. So I was just happy with the effort, happy with our main guys having to stay in there because we're so thin now at this point. I mean, it's back to the way it used to be where it's just kind of Iron Man football. We need to go on offense, defense, and special teams if you can do it. So I was just proud of those things. I thought the guys really battled adversity well and everything that's going on. And like you said, took care of business.
Yeah, a nice outing for Quinn Summers. Again, 282 yards passing, 15 of 23 accuracy. He was one of your offensive players of the game, as well as a couple more. Caden Howard had a great game. And Cameron, man, his hands are solid. These guys are playing pitch and catch pretty well, aren't they?
Yeah, those three guys are really leading our offense and about as good as it gets. We had a lot of troubles talking about, I don't know, I think Quinn had like six total touchdowns and Caden had three with over 100 yards and Cam had over 100 yards of touchdowns. So it's just hard to decide. So I just said, let's just give it to all three of them.
I think so, that's a first, Coach.
Yeah, so I thought they all deserved it, all did well. I mean, I really don't know how. Everybody makes a couple mistakes, but it was just a really hard decision. So they're all playing great. I thought they all deserved it. And, you know, they played well all year. So and really just keep stepping up and keep getting better each week. And that's what we need out of them. We're going to need those guys to have really big games each week.
You know, your defensive player of the week, Braid Mankey, you know, he could even have gotten a look on offense too because he ran the ball hard, 69 yards rushing. I think that's probably a career high for him. And just ran the ball hard downhill the whole time. Their chain gang over there was talking about how he was one of the hardest runners they'd seen all year.
Yeah, he does run the ball extremely hard. He's got in there with his running back opportunities and made the best of them. Really did extremely well with that. And just he just plays so hard if you just watch it on both sides of the ball. Defensively, he's running around making tackles on the opposite side of the field all night. They would make a couple key plays in the backfield, a sack. He gets rushes. He's good in coverage. He can just, like I've said, he can just do a little bit of everything. It's pretty good. I mean, from kicking the football, to running the football, to catching it, to tackling, to getting after the passer, to covering. I mean, he's just a guy that can do a lot for us and really is playing well right now.
And remind us again, too, what he came in from Washington State, what, a year or two ago?
Yeah, correct. And he's only played football. I mean, I think he played 1 year before this there at Washington State, and this is only his third year of football ever. So just a really nice player that's, you know, caught on quickly.
Mm-hmm. And up front, Braden Brandsassy, your lineman of the week, and boy, he just keeps playing well. He's a guy. He's kind of an Iron Man, you know. He's a bigger guy, but he just keeps playing. Hadn't been hurt, and you got to be proud of that.
Yeah. We need him up there. He's extremely solid, pretty dominant up front performance last week on offense and defense. I'm really excited about what he's been doing at nose guard for us. What we thought. We kind of were concerned about nose guard in the beginning of the year, and he's really took that role on after, I don't know, the second or third week, whatever it was. He's playing extremely well. And offense, he had three roaches, and I don't know that he had a missed assignment all night or lost any play. So that's a really big deal when you can have guys winning every single play of the game, because that's really what it comes down to. Every guy just winning their one-on-one battle, and he always seems to do that. So he's playing great right now.
And, you know, in his pads, I mean, he looks like a football player. He is an epitome of a football player, isn't he?
Yeah, he really is. He's nasty. He plays with a little bit of edge on him if you watch him.
Yeah.
Kind of mad out there and kind of just a little chippy, but really what you want your lineman to be, really. That's kind of what it takes a lot of times. And he's kind of a real lineman, that whole mentality of how he is.
Yeah, I like to watch him play. I like to watch his demeanor on the sideline. He's a leader on that team.
Yeah, he is, and I don't know, this is his third year starting, so he should be, but he's doing a good job.
Yeah. Special teams, a new guy, Mitchell Brown, kickoffs, and boy, he did a great job of placing the ball in the kickoffs.
Yeah, he did, and we're asking him to put it in different spots, and he was hitting the money on them. And another guy, like Mankey, has been kicking off well, but we had lost so many guys being able to run down on kickoff. I was like, we need to put Mitchell in, so we have Mankey to run down there. To gain someone there, and he stepped in, did a great job doing that and putting it, like I said, in whatever place we wanted it. So he's a guy that just works extremely hard. He's here before school starts a lot of time, getting kicks up and doing a lot of extra work. So just he's been really a pleasure to coach, and just watching him handle everything this season, how much work he's put in, how it paid off for him this week. So I was really proud of him.
And some guys who weren't recognized as far as players of the week, but I thought, you know, just worth some mention on the defensive side of the ball. You may have some others, but Braden Poindexter had a great outing for, you know, 8 total tackles, two for loss. And, you know, Noah Byford had 3 solo tackles. Gage Markham had 4 total tackles. Just a lot of guys got in there and played pretty well.
Yeah, we did. A lot of guys made some plays. I thought Eli Lavelle played extremely well. He's kind of one of our younger guys that's had to step up and get in there. Logan Nolan had to start for us at Rocket, who just 2 weeks ago was playing linebacker and, you know, was nowhere on the radar. But we had, you know, 2 or 3 Rockets or his position go down at once. So he stepped in there and got to start and did well while he was in there. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys worth mentioning, a lot of guys that are playing well. Carson Yates getting in there on defense. He's kind of been offensive only, but did a really good job when he's getting in there. Keegan Pearson's really turned into a nice defensive end too, which he's kind of got forced into more reps with some injuries up there as well. So really like to see them guys playing well both sides of the ball.
Yeah, really really building some depth right now. If we can get some of these guys back, this could pay off down the stretch, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could. That's always the positive thing of it. And you get younger guys in that you're thinking are maybe a year or two away, but are kind of forced into play, kind of see what you have, builds experience across the team. So, yeah, there's definitely positives in it, but we obviously want to get everybody back healthy that we can.
Sure. All right, Coach. We'll enjoy a lighter week here, and I hope the kids can lick some of those wounds and get healed up as we head in toward the last half of the season. Next time we talk to you, it'll be the week we play Owensboro Catholic next week, and that's always a fun trip up there to play in that stadium, and tough road game.
Yep, I appreciate it.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
All right. See you, Chris.